This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Lindell Report. It's the aftermath of one of the most important events in our country's history. I will tell you this, what I have learned since then. This weekend, we had Google, Yahoo, Bing, DuckDuck, all the search engines worked against us there. I bought AdWords on every single one of them platforms so that if you put in Moment of Truth Summit or Mike Lindell's event, an ad would have came up. So it would have been the first one telling you where to go there and all these things. This happened back when I did Absolute Proof, the movie. Google and all them took away my ability to buy those ads. I expected to come in this morning, I'd have $200,000 in bills from all them AdWords. Everybody talking about it and spreading the word. Less than $100, everybody. What they did is totally suppress these events and this AdWord. I'm here live on Facebook. There's only 300 people there that they've suppressed Facebook. All the media, including Salem Media, Newsmax, Fox, all the media, nobody has reached out to me, everybody. Nobody. Remember, I told you all the only way this last weekend fails is if we don't get the word out. But we beat them at their own game because you know what we have? We're going to go through Frank's speech tonight. And we're going to go through each, or today and tonight, I guess, and each, we're going to tell you what you can do to share and how we're going to win this. I want to tell you a couple other things that happened this morning. They tried to take down Frank's speech. I have all my own servers and everything. If you guys had a problem getting on this morning, they literally cut, if you can't break in, you cut the wires to get in, or to cut the electricity to the platform, right? You cut it out there, the connectivity. We got that reconnected. I have cyber guys too. I have people out there too that they worked hard. They got things put back together. The guys that took an hour or two, and we were able to see where they cut us and patch that up and. But remember, we always have safeguard here at Frank's Speech or at Lindell TV. When they cut and they attack Frank's Speech, they tried to do what they did last year. They tried to do when they do the cutting. Lindell TV always keeps running, everybody. That's one thing. It's on a separate little deal here. We have all these, I don't know how it works. There's CDNs and all this other talk, but we've got multiple. So if this fails, boom, we put this, and if they attack this, this is it. So we always keep going. And so we're going to, but that was interesting. They tried to wreck that. I'm going to give you a couple positives that came up. The state of Alabama, everybody, that judge, remember, we filed the second preliminary injunction last week to get rid of the machines. First one was Arizona, remember, and Alabama got filed. That judge, within a week, he says, you bet I'll look at everything. So praise the Lord, we got our second one. All the other, when we had this event, everybody, and the call to action for you states out there to get your own lawyer and get your own the money to pay that lawyer, we've got the templates now for preliminary injunctions. We want to do them in all 50 states, and we've got to do them fast. 2022 election is coming up. We've already heard from Utah's going to do it. Florida's got their own. There's a whole list. There's about 10 states. South Dakota, Texas, there's a lot of different states. Great, great news. We're going to talk about tonight about the cast vote records, everybody. So why don't we go get right into it? Brandon, are you there?
I am here.
What a weekend. What a biggest event. People are calling it. It didn't let them down. When I said it'll be the most important event ever, they said, Mike, you were right, and then some. And what I want to do is I want to tell you, we're going to go through it in order, but I'm actually going to tell you the four biggest things that came out of there. It all works together as one, but you all want to hear as we get through this hour, I'll tell you, maybe we'll work through it in order. Let's just work through it in order. And the way I set it up, we'll tell you how it ended up getting down. We're going to talk about each thing now that it's already happened and how I thought it went down. Thought if there's any giveaways or takeaways that we need to add or subtract.
Okay.
So let's go to, I want everybody, you at home, on another device if you want, or you can take notes here. Brandon, I want you to pull up, this is the frankspeech.com website. Go start at the top, Brandon. Just go right to the top. Just let's talk right here. So you see, Brandon and I, we're talking to ourselves right here. All right? This is the frankspeech.com. Now, you also you have the Frank Speech app, and then we also have the Frank Social app, everybody. You need to get all three. Get involved with all three. You already know. You can go to frankspeech.com anytime. Stay at the top, please, Brandon. Stay at the top, please.
No, we are. That's you're looking at the TV that's a minute or two behind us where we were scrolling earlier.
Oh, okay. So you did it twice to me.
Well, I did it once. The system did it to you the other time.
Okay. All right, everybody. Okay, so everybody, here's what I'm going to explain this. And by the way, you have put in your email or text, and we did it so you don't have to set up your whole login, but you only have to do that once, unless, because I thought I kept having to do it. I was on a private browser, and then I'll keep doing your cookies. You'll have to keep putting that in. We're going to get that so that once you have your account, if you set up a whole account, and then that won't happen to you to put it in if you're on a private browser.
Right.
The bottom line is you only have to put in your email and text one time, but if you want it, if you're on a private browser, then put it in your login information, just like any other platform like Facebook or Twitter, you know, True Social, Gab, Getter, all of them. Okay, everybody, let's start going through this. When you get to Frank Speech, okay, get to Frank Speech. Okay, now we're going to scroll down. First thing you're going to get to is Lindell TV. There's Lindell TV 1, then you go to Lindell TV 2. These are two 24/7 live stream, and these are all the great shows from that we have a whole lineup there.
There's Wayne Allen Root right now.
There's Wayne Allen Root right there. He's on the other channel. If you don't want to watch me right now, if you've heard this before, go to Lindell TV 2 and check out Wayne Allen Root. It's this amazing, amazing show. But we have a huge lineup. You can always go to the menu, go to TV, and see the lineup on TV. Show them where that menu button is, Brandon, up there.
Over at the top, it says live TV. Oh, sorry, wait a minute. Go back one. Hover over TV there. And then
right,
say
and if you're on your phone, it's up in the upper right-hand corner. Let's go down now. Let's get right into it. I don't want to run out of time. So as you go down, okay, those are the schedules. There's all your lineups, everybody. But here's what I wanted to talk about. So what we're going to do first, we're going to come back to Save Your Country and Inside the Machines. Go on the Moment of Truth. So go back. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. What I want you to do is there's the Moment of Truth Summit from start to finish, everybody. So let's start at the first one. These are all in order of the way the Moment of Truth Summit went down. So the first one is the opening ceremony. And then we got how we got here. Now the how we got here that I'm talking about, each part of this is, I open there like when Pat Colbeck comes on, and then you see you have Jenna Ellis, and Kurt Olson, Jovan Pulitzer, keep going a little bit, John Gordon, Shelby Bush, Sheriff Richard Mack, Michael Gableman, and it ends right there. Okay, hold on. So hold it there. You guys, those were all part of how we got here. I told a story, and you need to go there, and it brings you back in time, and it will discredit lies that were told to the American people, such as Bill Barr, Chris Krebs, that said it's the most secure election ever. It goes back to Michael Gableman, the Racine County Sheriff, that when he pressed all these charges, why didn't anything come of it? Okay, so yeah, everyone, if you want to check them out, each one's divided into its own section. Now we start the states. if as you see, they're in alphabetical order, everybody. Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California. They go in order. We wanted to show the world that it happened every single state. What I want you to do, Brandon, I want you to click on Alabama. Okay, now what you're going to see here, everybody, there's the moment of truth. And if you can watch that there, like how long is that segment,
that
Alabama
segment?
That segment
is 6 minutes and 40 seconds.
Okay, 6 minutes and 40 seconds. So that right there, and there's your host, Brandon House. Brandon hosted every one of these. He worked very hard, you guys, 7 hours. The guy is on stage there. Now, Brandon, if you pull back, I want to show everybody where they can share. So that lifted up. You see that here, everybody? Here's what I want you all to do. You see the blue thing right on the end there? Right there, the little blue, right? Well, not the embed, the little blue. I want you to click on the, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is, right there. So now you click on that, and now you have copied that link. You can copy that, and you can email it. You can text it to everybody you know. You can put it on every single one of your social media platforms. This is what I do. It's so much easier. We have to hit these guys with everything we got. So if you see, instead of going down the bottom and sharing them on like Facebook, Twitter, all them, all you really need to do is use that embed code. But let's go to Telegram there. Just click on the Telegram one. Let's click on the Telegram. Right
which,
there.
Which one?
But you don't have you don't have a Telegram account though, do you, Brandon?
I don't think I do.
Okay, skip it then. If you're others, you can go right to your
Gitter, yeah, Gab, Facebook,
but
Twitter.
The easiest way to do it is right on the right there. Hit that code, that right there, and copy and paste that. You guys, everywhere. You should go right down all your platforms. What I do is I go to Truth Social, I go to all my Truth Gab, Gitter, Parler, Cloud Hub, Telegram, Facebook, Twitter, all of them. Now, let's go out of this. So that's the six. So what I'm saying, everybody, you can share these individually all over your, if you're Alabama, get on there and share your Alabama. If you live in Alabama, share it all over Alabama. You know, if you're in now let's keep going down the states, Brandon. You guys look at this. This is the most, no one's ever done this before. We pulled off, I believe it with God's help, was a miracle, Brand. This is amazing. Let's click on Maine. So let's see how long Maine's is. Let's go to Maine. You wouldn't think there'd be a lot of stuff to talk about in Maine, would you? How long is it, Brandon?
7 minutes and 19 seconds.
7 minutes. I mean, they had a lot of things to talk about. You guys, this is what each state's talking about, what happened in their state. It's their footprint. How they got, you know, what the blocks, how do you explain this? And it was pretty amazing. Let's keep going. So let's go to my home state of Minnesota. See how long that one was.
That one is 4 minutes and 17 seconds.
Right. And that's, the only reason that might be a little shorter. I mean, who is that? Was that Weeby?
That's a good question. I couldn't remember all 50 names, but I tried.
That doesn't mean just because the minutes are down that there's a lot of there was fraud in every state. Here he's showing what's explain this. So you see what we put up there. Each one's going to have videos, you guys, where you can't explain it. In Minnesota, Donald Trump won Minnesota by 65,000 votes. That's a fact. So and we're now just going into counties, catching trying to get rid of the machines here.
Like this one here in Minnesota, 734,000 missing absentee ballots on November 29th, 2020.
How many?
734,000 missing.
Wow. 64,000 voters removed within a year. Yeah. You guys, this is the biggest cover-up for the biggest crime in history. Look at the roadblocks. Let's read the roadblocks.
Petition to stop certification dropped. They had First Amendment issues. cast vote records, local media reporting, citizens' awareness, lack of transparency is the area. Issues, resulting issues or resulting reports. Results reporting process for the state is beyond the date of canvassing and the deadline date of filing an election contest, thus impossible to obtain a list of names of those who voted in an election that matches the number of people who voted. This makes it hard for candidates to effectively challenge any election.
Wow. Well, let's go down. Let's go down. The bottom line is, everybody, get your state, share it out there. Share all the states you want to, if you want to share all 50. But for sure, get your own state. Now, you can load more down at the bottom, Brandon. Just keep, remember, they're all in order. Just the way the summit went down, we're now in the 50 states. This was called the State of the State Address, everybody. As we move down, there's Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania. Let's go click on Pennsylvania. Some of these that had a lot, maybe had more to talk about. I know Pennsylvania had more votes than voters.
That was a 10-minute and 15-second report.
Right.
That's our friend Tony Shoup, I think.
Let's see if there's something on the screen for them.
State up here. All right, we'll start with this. There they are.
Kurt Olson did an excellent job.
By the way, happy birthday to Kurt. Today's his birthday.
Happy birthday, Kurt. That's awesome.
Oh, Kurt, yeah, Kurt Olson awesome. Gets another birthday wish.
It really is.
I couldn't believe it. Kurt had to do his birthday. He had to do his birthday and his anniversary both on this weekend. The guy never stops working.
That's right.
Unreal. He's going to go down in history as one of the most important patriots ever. He's been just amazing. He's been a part of everything. The Supreme Court complaint from last year, everything. And we get to the big thing at the end here. Kurt was involved in every little piece of this, it seems like.
A real hero. Look at this. I just paused the video so you could see.
Right, yeah.
784,752 more ballots cast than voters who voted.
Yeah, did everyone listen to that? 800,000, almost 784,000. Now they tried to. Now, Brandon, they did try and keep reducing that, but then they finally said, "You know what? We can't lie anymore. Let's just turn in our electors." Well, that's the big, lie. I mean, they can't hide anymore, so they turned in their electors with more votes than voters, which is against our Constitution. It's illegal. What a concept! But this happened in other places, many, many counties in the country. But the only state like this was Pennsylvania that was so blatant. You turn in your electors when it's with more votes than voters. Pennsylvania, come on. You legislatures there, but we've got a plan. So as we get further into this, we're going to tell you what you can do in Pennsylvania. I would encourage everybody in Pennsylvania to share this this video. What is it? How long is it, Brandon? Let's show them how to share here again.
This video is on Pennsylvania's 10 minutes and 15 seconds.
Right.
And again,
and you click on the little blue icon there, right next to right there. Can you, is there a way to point? I suppose you can't point to what you're pressing.
Well, my cursor is kind of hitting it, but you can't see it.
Right
on the
there. There you see it turning. It's kind of flashing right now. Everybody see that? There you go. That's what you hit. You just copy and you paste that everywhere, on text messages, emails, all your social media. Everyone needs to do this. I mean, we've got to get this out there. The mainstream media is stopping us. Everybody's trying to stop this from getting out there, this event. It's over if you guys share this. It is over. We win. Okay, let's get through the states, Brandon.
Okay, so we're on Pennsylvania. Now we're at Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin. Now, Wisconsin was Judge Gableman, and this one was 20 minutes of him.
Right.
He really laid it out.
Yeah. Well, Judge Gableman did a full op. That's not Wisconsin that flashed up there, was it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go back. I know where Wisconsin is. It sure didn't look like Wisconsin.
Ooh, you're
that's
right.
That's not Wisconsin.
That is not Wisconsin. That's West Virginia,
not,
isn't it?
That's not Wisconsin.
Nope, sure.
Hey, Gina, I'm live on my show here. Do you want to come in? Which one's Melinda? Okay. All right. Let me call you when I'm done with my show. And Did you call Kurt Olson? Call Kurt. We're live here. I'm here. They can't hear what you're saying, but we'll get through this, Tina. You are put here for such a time as this, and I know you've taken more heat than more bullets than anyone. And we're all praying for you. And call Kurt right now, and we're all with you. We're all with you. All right, thank you. That's breaking news, everybody. I don't even know how much I can say, but apparently the chief deputy someone named Melinda, I'm not sure her last name, who knows what, I don't know what's going on. Tina was just in tears there, and we're praying for her, whatever. She's calling the attorney now, Kurt Olson, and seeing what else. I mean, they just keep, Rand, they keep just getting to people, and look at the intimidation in Colorado, bashing in people's doors with battering rams at 9 a.m, bashing down their doors. Do they think by keep bullying and keep doing this stuff that everyone's going to say, oh, okay, we're okay with our crime of our country. We're okay. You just keep, once you hit with some more, oh, I can't take anymore. Tina is a fighter, and she will not quit. It's very sad right there that what's going on. And I've been there, Brandon. I've been there. You know that. And what happened in my life is a little bit different than others with the life that I had, where I've been in bad situations where most people would have given up, and where God got me through. And I've been in 14 near-death experience, and I was a crack addict. I was an addict. I owed money to the bad people where they came looking for you. I had guns to my head and things where I was in bad situations, shouldn't have been in bad places in Mexico or in this country. But someone like Tina Peters, a Gold Star mom that never even had a jaywalking ticket, ever. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
She has a spotless record her whole life. She's 60, I don't know, 66 years. I don't know how old she is, like late 60s, mid-60s, 65, 62. I don't know. I know she's in her 60s. Never had a ticket, Brandon. She never had it. All she had was just great family, friends, Gold Star mom, and then her son dies, and I mean, in a skydiving, military exercise, and what a shame. But anyway, everybody, let's keep going. Let's pray for Tina, and they're calling me. I'm gonna probably have to mute my phone now. Okay, there we go. All right, let's keep going. We got to the end of the states, everybody. Remember, you can go there now. At the end of the states, you see where it said there. We're just talking about Tina. Pull that up, Brandon. Let's open her up there. Okay. No, I want just go back to the previous screen. Go back. Okay. Can you just make this a little larger on the? There you go. Tina Peters speaks at the Moment of Truth Summit. Everybody, she was going to be there. The movie selection code, that is the Tina Peters story, and you need of what happened during this election. So that's why I'm sure they're being attacked right now. Tina, you guys need to share this. But then the next slide over, Matthew Thayer, he produced election code. It was amazing how getting it done in time. Go to the next one. The Moment of Truth. Okay, now, they don't have it there yet, everybody, but there's supposed to be a link of the movie. But I'm going to tell you, at that point, we watched the movie. Everyone watching right now, I can tell you, you can go to selectioncode.com, selectioncode.com, and watch the movie for free there. We need to share that everywhere. That movie will be put in here, linked in here. I will have that in here. But for now, you can go to, at Crank's Feature, we do have a spot, and I'll show you here when we get done, where you can watch the movie for free today and share it everywhere. Share that movie with everybody you know. It's free, everybody. It's an awesome, awesome movie, isn't it, Brandon?
Yeah, absolutely.
It'll go through all your emotions there. Facebook wanted to know who I'm talking to. On Facebook, I'm live on my show on Frank's Speech. I'm live on Lindell TV. Go to Frank's Speech. And get the Frank Speech app. You can watch it on your phone. Watch it right now. Oh, Cindy Hang, another bot here. Cindy, oh yeah, look at this candle. There's a lot of bots on Facebook. A lot of bots. But anyway, let's keep going. So now we watch the movie, and now the next morning, you have Kendra and my niece Kelly. They sung. We got morning worship there. You've got to see that. That was awesome. The message of hope from Pastor Hank Kuhneman, and then a message of hope from Lance Wallnau. And then we started. Go ahead and will you blow it up, please, on the screen. The Mike Lindell response to another Daily Beast, a liberal journalist hit job. That's where I lash out at the media that was there. Remember, they're completely silent now, everybody. It's up to you. Let's go over to the next. Keep going down here so we can keep it. Now we have
Peggy Hubbard.
I had Peggy Hubbard join me because we didn't get a chance. You know, people on Facebook are going, well, you should have told everything or go deep into the well. Well, you know what? There's so many stories. Hers is one of many where her election was stolen, and we had her up there because one of the things that's very important is the cast vote records, and we're going to talk about this here. That's the thing. We want to be proactive and get this country back and get these machines gone. We can't, the Peggy story is basically here. When I wanted her up on that stage for all the hard work she did, all the campaigning, it's like my attorney general here, candidate Doug Wardlow right here in Minnesota. Doug and Peggy, I don't know who campaigned harder and drove all over their state, 100-some thousand miles, both of them. Doug was over almost 3.5 years. I don't know. Peggy was probably that long too, but Peggy worked for the IRS. She was an officer, worked for law enforcement. I'm a mother of, I don't know how many, grandmother of, 10, 20 some grandchildren, but she's just an amazing, amazing lady. But to go all the way from the projects all over St. Louis, all over Illinois, just to have her election taken. And, but we have cast vote records. We're going to talk to y'all about that can show 100% that it was taken. So all these people that happened this in the primaries, Brandon, that their election was taken, or like Tina Peters, this isn't going to be in vain. If they weren't doing anything, everybody, if they had quit doing stuff after the 2020 election, we'd all go, well, maybe that was an anomaly.
Right.
Maybe that was just a little problem there. So let's go back. I want to go to the next segment here.
Okay, Marjorie Taylor Greene speaks at the Moment of Truth Summit.
Yeah, Brandon Howe speaks at the Moment of Truth. Now, Margie came out. She had flown in just to say how important this was, and she flew in because she realized we have to get rid of the machines to save this country. Now you got Brandon. When you came up, did you do black box voting thing?
Yep,
right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. There's Brandon came up. Great demonstration. Brandon bought up a box he couldn't get into, and he paid for it.
that's right.
I watched your. That's one of the few I watched you guys. That was awesome, Brandon.
Thank you.
Now we go down, and these are ones that you guys, these are all, if you want to watch all these are clips are being going back in time, showing that this stuff has been going on for a long time, shows that they're vulnerable. Sean Smith, I think he gave an overall view of everything of, he used to work, he's a full colonel, right, Brandon?
Seth Cashel, correct.
I thought Sean Smith.
Yes. He was a full colonel, too. I don't know about Seth Cashel, but Sean Smith, yes, and retired.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And John
about,
Mills. Yeah. John Mills, both of them full colonels.
So all these colonels are up there talking in this military. And we go through that. We go through Dr. Doug Frank. Now I'm going to tell it. Now, Doug Frank, let's pull that, make that bigger for Doug Frank here. Right, if we're on a cell phone, let's make it bigger. Go up a little higher there. There you go. When he spoke, now this here, go ahead and click on that, I guess. How long is his presentation?
48 minutes and 40 seconds.
You guys, this presentation, you need to share this everywhere because they can't discredit Dr. Doug Frank, because he gets all his data right from the voter rolls. These are right from the machines, from the voter. This is what they're telling you that the votes are, and Dr. Doug Frank will tell you why that's impossible. So a great presentation. Let's go to the next one, Brandon, because I really want to get some time here to talk about the last four. So we've got
Seth Kessel.
You got, I was up there with, I believe, Garland Favorito, the commander in cyber. Okay, here we go. Okay, I want you to blow up the computer and cyber experts. Okay, all right, there you guys. This one here, we're going to start with this one. We're going to go through each one. This one here, computer and cyber experts, Jeff O'Donnell and Walter Daugherty, validate cybercrime inside the voting machines. You guys, when everyone says, now everybody start taking notes right here. You know, you just had Dr. Doug Frank and the others basically say it's impossible with the data they told us that that's you can't believe it. The data the machines told us for the 2020 election, you can't believe. So Dr. Doug Frank tells you that it's impossible, and all those other ones you just seen going all the way back to Brandon going, hey, you know, they're vulnerable. This can happen. This can happen. This did happen. This came from the voter rolls. It's impossible. You had 50 states the day before tell you what happened in their state. Then it was basically, you can't explain these things. And then here we get, I call this, this is inside the machines, everybody. This is the Tina Peters, the job she did backing up this image on her computer, backing up the data. And as 7 months, everybody, of investigations of these cyber guys, this was just two of many, Brandon, two of, I believe, seven or eight independent cyber experts going in there and digging in to these, this PCAP, or these, I don't know, PCAP data. Now, I want to tell everybody, if you're at home watching, and you know a cyber guy or whatever, it is also posted in another part of Frank's speech where we're going to circle back. It says, inside the machines. Now, let's hold this right here, but there's another spot of Frank's speech when you get there. Go to inside the machines, and you too can take your cyber guy and go in there and download this, and you can have so much fun exploring. Maybe you'll find even more evidence for the country. Do everyone, everybody to play a part in this. This what they discovered in this image, they discovered all the algorithms, they discovered the stolen election from 2020, also a stolen election in Colorado in Mesa County, where all the Democrat, they was stole from the Republicans, that they flipped it on them. Now this is 100%, you can't change it. This is what they've been hiding. This is what's inside the machines. We also have four other images access to from other machines, ES&S being one, and other states, Brandon.
Yeah.
You know, this is just one example here. You want more? We got more, you bad guys out there. We got more. How about you media that can't even write about me now for the next month, probably. How, Cheryl? How does that make you feel, Cheryl? You can't even do your job. Isn't that bad? Cheryl works for the Business Insider, everybody. She watches this. If she watched the whole thing, now she knows that everything I've been saying is true. Everybody has said anything about our country is now vindicated that said anything about the 2020 election. It's over. Bad guys, turn yourself in. By the way, you can turn yourself in at crime.frankspeech.com. If you're a whistleblower, crime.frankspeech.com. If you are, if you know someone and then you're tired of hiding it and you know some about them, crime.frankspeech.com. If you so anything you want to say to there that you feel that you've been hiding and feel and now you got some morals and you want to come out with it, now's the time. All you legislatures out there, you know something about about these I can go all the way up to maybe Robin Voss or Colonel Brad Rassenberger. If you know something, now's the time to turn them in and turn them in, because you know what? That's crime.frankspeech.com, because they're caught. Everything was caught this weekend. You think we're stopping now? It's over. We're going to get to this part. But right here, you guys, computer and cyber experts, and I see that's spelled wrong, Brandon. Isn't that? It should be experts, right?
Yep, it should be experts, not exports. Yep.
Okay. Get it. Help me any change
yep,
that
I'll
right
take
away.
Take a picture of it and get that changed.
Yeah. These just got put up, so everybody, Annie worked hard for 24 hours almost straight to work on each one of these clips, Brandon, and get these up in time for this
That's right.
Because it's so important, everybody. So, okay, let's go. Maybe, hey, there's nothing to see there, but look at, they spelt experts wrong. Maybe that'll get some media coverage, Brandon.
That's right.
Hey, we'll take anything right now. You guys, come on. We'll take anything. I see Facebook over here is down to 323 people. Unreal. Terrible. So anyway, here we go. Now let's go to the next one. This one is so important. Cast vote records prove cyber election crime. Let's magnetize that one. Make it bigger. Make it bigger. There we go. Make it bigger for a cell phone. All the way. There we go, everybody. Cast vote records prove cyber election crime. This is what you all need to know right now. What is a cast vote record? It's the way the votes come in sequence, everybody. So let's say, I'm going to give an example, like Carrie Lake. Man, she was down so far by 10%. And then what that was with the mail-in votes. And they come in sequence. They should all be randomized. They're just coming in from mail everywhere. As they're downloaded, as they're put into the system, they're put in sequence, everybody. They're put in a certain sequence. As they come in, you're putting them in. Now, don't you think it'd be weird, everybody, if all of a sudden they started doing things in a pattern? Like, all of a sudden, there's no votes for one candidate for, like, I don't know, hours on end, or if this goes up here and this moves down, or if votes are flipped in there, you can see it in real time. So this is what cast vote record is. It 100% will show if there's any machine crime or manipulation. 100%, undeniable. So now with Carrie Lake's election there, she got all the way up to, this was all mail-in votes. It was all over these crazy algorithm stealing it from Carrie Lake. Remember, she's running for governor of Arizona, and she's my first person I endorse. Just she's amazing. She is going to win Arizona. They didn't want her though. They tried to stop her. Remember, this is a primary, you guys. It's a Republican primary. This is how bad they don't want Carrie Lake or some of these other candidates like Tina Peters. Okay. They couldn't in, and they stole. Now she's at 11 o'clock at night. I had Carrie on the phone. They stopped it. The mail-in votes were done. Now the machine, the same day votes came in, which voting in person, and Carrie Lake was winning 75-25, 70-30, 70-30. She caught up and passed. By 2 a.m., Brandon, she was up by 12,000 votes. Mm. What did they do? They shut down the machines. They went and put things over the glass again in Maricopa County, and they said, now what are we going to do? We only have 90,000 votes left, and 60,000 of them or more are for Carrie Lake. How can we possibly? The whole world's watching us, and the whole world was watching, so they couldn't cheat. They couldn't cheat. They had to say, yep, Carrie won. You know, hope you don't look at how many votes we stole from her leading up to the same-day voting. So this is something, everybody, I'm going to tell you, two calls to action right now. Everybody get your pens out. Vote same day. Vote the same day. Do not mail in your vote. Nobody mail in your vote. Nobody. Vote the same day. That's this 2022. Vote the same day. If you have primary, anything you have, vote in person the same day. In person. Okay? Second thing is, we need you to go out and request your cast vote records, okay? We have a thing on Frank's Beach here, but write this down. You need to go. You can come right to Frank's Beach, and there's a button right there. You click it. It shows you what to do, instructions to go request. You have the right in your state, in your county, to get your cast vote records, okay? We only have till September 3rd, everybody. Every citizen in this country, if you care about your country, go to Frank's Beach, click on Help Save My County, save my county, and we're going to pull it up here when we're done with this. But you have to save. Maybe you can do that, Brandon. I don't know if you can show the button. But now let's just wait till. Yeah. Okay. Go back all the way. No. Never mind. Let's keep it here. Go all the way down the bottom again where we were. You guys, when you get to Frank's speech, we're going to show you at the end another call to action on the getting your cast vote records. So that now the next segment, let's go past Professor Clemens and Jen and Patrick Kobach. I want to get to, okay, I explained the Uocaba vote. That's something you could all watch that. All our military votes and stuff on there that are completely corrupted. They're mail-in. But I want to skip because I want to have enough time. Go to Clint Curtis. He's a Democrat whistleblower. He got on stage, everybody. I met him 2 weeks ago. He admitted to creating the first machine algorithm. He passed a lie detector test back then. He said it, so 51-49 were all these elections, including President Bush against Kerry in 2004. These elections back then were set up for when 51-49. It was Republicans that were that did not want these, or they were the ones doing it, and the Democrats wanted all the machines gone. Nobody listened to them. Clint Curtis, he is a Democrat. He voted for Bush. I mean, he voted for
Biden.
Biden. He voted for Biden. And he was brave enough to come to this summit. He wants to help unite this country in one cause to get rid of the machines. Clint Curtis means he did the first machine algorithm, everybody. When he did this, they took the Netherlands. They took the Netherlands. They lost their country to the machines, or they were very afraid that Russia was going to come in and steal their country with the electronic voting machines and these computers. So they reached out to Clint Curtis and said, hey, since you were the first one that did this algorithm, what can we do to stop this from Russia taking our country? And Clint Curtis said, quote, you only can do one thing, throw the machines in the ocean. I said there's another thing, Brandon, you can melt them down and turn them into prison bar. Now, there's different things you can do with them, but you can't use them for voting. So the Netherlands said, well, we're going to listen to this guy since he should know what he's talking about, since he's the one that created the first machine algorithm to steal elections. And the Netherlands, Brandon, completely went machine-free in 5 months.
Wow.
In 5 months. And it was no problem. They had no problem. They went machine-free. They've been machine-free ever since. Now, so we're going to talk a lot about Clint Curtis. You guys need to share this one everywhere. Clint Curtis. You need to share that story everywhere. Please get on there when you're done with this call. This is the one you need to share everywhere. Other than, here comes the next one. Go to the next one. Blow it up there. What's it say? Mike Lindell shares
miraculous results of his cyber symposium that the media is not talking about.
Okay. You guys can watch that one too, but they kind of lead into this next one, I believe. What's the next one?
Next one is the proof.
There it is. So these two, you could either, go back.
There we go.
Okay, thank you. The one before that, if you can, the Mike Lindell shares right there. Okay, this one here, you guys, you can watch this one. But the big news here, they both kind of go together. Well, how long is the Mike Lindell shares?
Michael Adele shares is 12 minutes and 50 seconds.
Okay, what's the next one? I'm going to have Andy combine these two.
Next one is the proof that the 32 terabytes and Dennis Montgomery are real is 51 minutes and 47 seconds.
Okay, maybe I won't. Let's just, if you want the backstory of the 51 minutes, but let's just do this. You guys, this one, go out. Okay. Now, right there, let's go over to the proof that the 32 terabyte PCAPs at Dennis Montgomery are real.
Okay. That's the one we were just at.
Yeah, pull it in. Let's magnify it up. I want to show everybody. Click on that one. Just click on it. Okay, everybody, this is the one you need to share everywhere. Let's go back, Brandon, so we can show them what we have to do. Okay.
Click
this one here is... This one here, click on that. You need to share this everywhere. Go back so I can show everybody what it is, the name of it, and I want to tell the story. Okay, the proof that the this is the proof that the 32 pair bike PCAPs and Dennis Montgomery are real. Everybody at the Cyber Symposium last year, okay, I was attacked physically on the second night, and we were told by our lead colonel not to, that they had got word that they were going to put a poison pill in the data, and that we were all going to be, they were coming and raid the place and arrest and grab whatever we had. Well, now, a year later now, it's the right time. What we did, that we're going to show you by watching this, Dennis Montgomery is, oh, he's very real. And all of the contracts he had with the government, all of the terabytes he has, these PCAPs, they're under a government gag order. And this is what I couldn't tell you all before. Now I own a good portion of the assets of this company from Dennis, or this that his data, and we're basically, there's two of us now, Brandon, and you're not going to be able. There's actually a dead man switch, so that they try and come at us, this all will go out there. But for now, everybody,
whoa, stop right there. You're saying if there's a dead man switch, so it would all go out for everybody to see it.
Public, yeah, because right now they're trying to suppress this. But we put it in a case in Nevada, everybody. We're going to have the Dennis Montgomery, everything up here for all of you to see by tomorrow. And what that means, what I mean is we're going to have everything you see in that 52 minutes, all the documents, Brandon. We're going to have the case to release the 32 terabytes. We're going to have all Dennis's proof up there that the terabytes exist, including the rolling data that every cyber guy is going to want to see, at least the output of it, so that people will know, and the bad guys will know that what's in there, and people will know, oh yeah, we've got this. These all this 32 terabytes, and also they're going to see why I couldn't release it because of the gag order that's on this data. The government does not want you to see this data, everybody. It's a surveillance system, the survey that Dennis Montgomery invented. And here's an American hero. Then they used his invention used it against our own country and our own people. And you know what? Dennis has a switch where you can watch and you can see all of this stuff happening in the 2020 election, this captured data and everything that happened. You know what? That's my evidence, Brandon. You know, there is those $6 billion worth of lawsuits that all this Smartmatic, Dominion, and that Coomer, and all these lawsuits, and all the other people out there that have lawsuits, you know, from your lawyers, your Sidney Powells, your Rudy Giuliani's, your even Fox News. Isn't it funny that Fox News, who played a Dennis Montgomery tape, and I think I want you to play that thing of Sean Hannity.
Yes.
They knew about Dennis Montgomery, and they knew he had this surveillance system, Brandon. They knew it way before.
I think it was 2017.
2017, everybody. Fox News knew all about this, and so they know that Dennis had this stuff from the 2020 election, and Fox News hasn't even... We tried to subpoena Fox to get this information, and Fox has not responded to our attorneys, Brandon. Now, isn't that weird when they have a lawsuit against them?
Yeah.
If they have a lawsuit against them, why wouldn't they say, yes, give us Dennis's stuff. Let's all fight to get it together so we can all see it.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep. We got the clip.
Instead, they're protecting Smartmatic.
Yep.
Fox News is protecting Smartmatic and Dominion and all these machine companies. You guys, if we could pray for that judge to release this, for all to see, get rid of all the lawfare and all the lawsuits, melt down these machines and turn them into prison bars, and we got our country. We've all been vindicated. This was the biggest drop of evidence in the history of the United States. This last weekend, it's all there. It's been there. It's been there, everybody. And this is what we...
we got that clip. We got the clip from Fox News.
Yeah, let's watch this clip, and then I'm going to give you all a call to action, and this is exciting stuff.
Joining us now with their special report and more, Sarah Carter, John Solomon. John, I'll start with you. Anything I'm saying here that's wrong, in your view?
Well, listen, we have a man tonight that filed a lawsuit that walked out of the NSACI and FBI with 47 hard drives, 600 million documents that were classified. This is way larger than Snowden. He gave it back to the FBI and said, the reason I took him is I want to sit down and show you all these mass civil liberties. And nobody's heard about this in the last 2 years. I think it's a pretty important story. And it goes to this larger issue of how much abuse may be going on beneath the intelligence community's cover. And we need to get an answer about how often our identities are compromised, how often our privacy is affected. We've been looking at this for 3 months, and there's a lot of concrete evidence, facts, that there are violations going on that need to be addressed.
And Sarah, so what your report is saying here is you had an ex-Intel contractor suing Comey, saying that the FBI, on a mass scale, covered up mass civil liberties violations against Americans, and he has evidence. Isn't that a little bit bigger than Russia collusion with no evidence, as I just proved up to this point?
Yeah, absolutely. This is on a much larger scale. We have seen the itemized reports of the 47, and we've posted them on our website at circa.com, of the itemized list of hard drives that he gave to the FBI, signed by the FBI. We have all the documentation to show this. And think about this, Sean. He said, and I just spoke to him before I came to see you, he said he unmasked, with the technology that he had, with the NSA, over 20 million Americans. 600 million documents. He said if you stack those up, that's 30 miles high. 30 miles high, but over 20 million Americans. And I said, well, what was it you were unmasking? He said everything, from their bank accounts, their homes, their records, phone conversations, emails. He was able to take down every single firewall. And it was so distressing because, you know, this is what he was directed to do. And when he tried to do the right thing, and he did, in his opinion, the right thing and got the immunity agreement from the FBI decided to not move forward, investigation. And that's all he knew.
Did Comey know about this? Because the headline is that he's suing Comey, alleging this mass cover-up of civil liberties violations, and you're telling me 20 million? 20 million? This is the
20
biggest...
20 million.
Wow. Did Comey know?
According to Dennis Montgomery, who is alleging that all of this happened and who is willing, he said, I am more than willing to tell anybody, face anyone, face Comey, face former director Robert Mueller, who was working at the FBI at the time when he began his work, because he spent nine years working with them, started out with the FBI, then went on into the CIA, NSA realm. And so when he began this, he said that, you know, he was willing to talk to anyone and testify before anybody, face Clapper, face Brennan, face Comey, and he would not back down, even though
wow.
He is right now. He's struggling with some health issues. He just wants to get the story out.
John, I'll give you the last word. I'm imagining that if it's more information than even Edward Snowden, that there's beyond smoking gun evidence here. When will the American people see this?
Well, it's been assigned to a very well-respected judge, Judge Richard Leon here in District of Columbia. He's the judge that previously ruled that the NSA had violated Americans' privacy. And the court process is going to play out now, and there will be a venue now where Americans can find out if these things are true and if their violations have been going on that have been swept under the rug by our government.
And you've been able to see what evidence?
We have been able to see that he did get an immunity agreement, that he did turn documents over to the FBI. So that part of his story is confirmed.
Wow.
And now his lawsuit lays out the actual predicate. Sarah did a great interview with him with some really fascinating insights on what he witnessed during his 9 years as a contractor.
Guys, we'll have you back tomorrow. This is huge. Thank you for your hard work. This is important for our Constitution and you, the American people. We'll continue on the story, I promise.
But yet he didn't.
Right, and yet they did not continue on this story, everybody. And you know, Dennis Montgomery is real, and he's a friend of mine, and I have a good portion of the assets now to the actually, it's the government. These are his patents, Brandon. This is his thing. And for them to not even pay him and then just suppress him and give him an immunity agreement, but yet now a gag order where you can't show the whole country that that our election was stolen in every single county. We don't need that now. because we have all this other stuff, but it will validate that it's like coming in from a different camera angle to every when I say we don't need it now, we have enough now that could overturn the election 50 times over and melt down all the machines. But my evidence back then is smoke and gun because it's every county. It shows everywhere. It's like taking a movie, and the numbers I've gave out that are right here in Frank's speech, those numbers that I gave at the Cyber Symposium, Brandon, are actually low. As we've seen 2,000 meals, there's actually more fraud that was out there. So it looks like President Trump won 83 million to Biden's 64 million. It keeps getting more and more apart. I mean, but to sit there and let all this lawfare go on and all this stuff go on, while people are suffering out there, people getting attacked like Tina Peters and all these candidates that ran and they're still doing it, attacking and doing the same thing, stealing our elections from the American people. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. Dennis's stuff now is before a judge in Nevada. It needs to be that gag order lifted so everyone in the country can see that. Everybody, you need to go to, here's your calls to actions, everybody. I want to backtrack, though, on that thing I just said there. What I'm saying is now we've found in the last year and a half, we've had so much now where you can't, it's undeniably machines, that Dennis's will just be a perfect layover and say, this is what I had back then, which was, it's all you need. You got a camera. It shows every single state, every single machine, everything, Brandon. It's a massive capturing tool that's like a vacuum cleaner. Think of a vacuum cleaner of... Hey, here's all the data. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's nothing like it in the world. Okay, so let's go to the Frank speech. The cover. I'm going to tell everybody their calls to action.
Okay,
and we'll try and end on time here.
We'll go back to the. There we go.
Right.
Where you
want
to
go? Go back to the front page. No, the front. Go back to the home page. Okay, here you go. Here's your calls to action, everybody. Go down. Right there. Stop. Where it says save your county. Everybody, you will go to save your county and you will see there's the instructions. You see them, Brandon?
Yep.
There's all your instructions, everybody. Go there and share this everywhere with that blue. Remember that blue little two blocks there? Share it everywhere. You right there, that little blue box. Share that everywhere. And everyone needs to go to their county clerk and get this and tell them you want the cast vote records. We on September 3rd, they're deleting this election forever. September 3rd, everybody, we only have 9 days. Please get your cast vote records. You have the right to them. And then you can go, and where are you going to do with them? It'll say right there what to do with them. You'll be emailing them in to, I believe it's, cast vote records at frankspeech.com. But we'll have that posted too, and it's right there. I believe we have it. Go down and see if they put an email up there yet. What to do with it once you get your cast vote record. Go all the way down the bottom. Keep going all the way down, 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 all the way down. Okay, go up a little higher. Oh, it's not there. We'll have it up there where to get your... I'll get it up there right away. That's another thing I will have them do. But I believe it's castvoterecords@frankspeech.com. In fact, I know it is. castvoterecords@frankspeech.com, everybody. You can email that if you get your records or if you have any questions about getting the cast vote records. If you have any questions, castvoterecords@frankspeech.com. Any questions here? I know this looks very complicated. It's not. If you want to go up to your county clerk and just ask her, you know, hey, I want my cast vote records. How do I request them? It could physically go up there, everybody. We have to get these. Very important. Go back, Brandon. I want to quick get through in the last minute or two here.
Okay.
The inside the machines, if you're a cyber guy, you can click on inside machines. It shows everything there. You can download the whole image, the whole Tina Peter image, everything that was downloaded there. And you too can find more evidence for the people against the machine people. We have enough there, though. Algorithms are there, everything, what they did to our country. Okay, come out, Brandon, one more time.
Okay. Okay.
No, no, no. I mean, go back. There we go. Okay, and then you see the moment of truth is right there from start to finish. Everybody, go in there, share that Dennis Montgomery section. We're going to have a whole thing up here on Dennis Montgomery by tomorrow. I promise that, and we'll get the word out. We have to all demand that gag order gets released, and this country will get these machines gone for good. Thank you all. I'm going to end on time. God bless you. I'm going to be on Diamond and Silk tonight, everybody. I'm going to be on Diamond and Silk tonight. Their guests, please tune in then. Guess what we're going to talk about, Brandon?
The Moment of Truth Summit, everything that came out of it.
Right on. And what's behind it all? Get rid of the voting electronic machines. Save our country. You guys get those cast vote records from your county. One last thing I want to tell you. If you live in the state of Texas, the great Ken Paxton just came down with the ruling. They tried to stop them people from getting their cast vote records. Ken Paxton, the Attorney General of Texas, once again came through and said, their attorney's office looked at it and said, you have the right to those records, which we all have the right. These are called FOIA requests. What does that stand for, Brandon?
Freedom of Information Act.
It's the Freedom of Information Act, everybody. They might try and hide you from looking inside those machines you paid for, but you can get the cast vote records, and we don't need to see what's inside the machine. That is what was in there. So God bless you all, and I'm so excited. It's all coming together.
That's the Lindell Report. Be sure to support Mike's work and the network and his show by going to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code L77. You save, and it helps to fund Mike's work to save America. Thanks for listening. Take care.
You're watching Lindell TV.